Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He'll join us in just about 20 minutes. It's coming up at 8:25. But we wanted to get deeper into this Lions-Commanders matchup. Specifically, if you're a Commanders fan and you're looking to travel to Detroit to attend the game in person, you're going to be paying a lot of money out of your pocket. The cheapest get-in price right now, the cheapest ticket, is $409. Mm. And that is in the last, basically, row of Section 347, which is kind of catty corner to one of the end zones on the Lions sideline. So that's $410. Mm. If you want a ticket behind the Commanders bench for this game, somewhere close to the 50-yard line, you're going to be paying anywhere between $850 to well over $1,000. We know our friend Tailgate Ted is heading out to the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to be putting his business out there, but I know he paid four figures for his ticket.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, what, if you want to get in the building for this game, you're going to be paying a premium. And if there are any listeners who want to hear from you, are you traveling out to Detroit for the game? 800-636-1067. And are you balking at the prices?
I was flipping through the stations last night, and I put on DC News Now. Mm-hmm. We often do segments with Derek Forrest. And they had, I forget what his name, they had a hardcore Commanders fan who travels to a lot of games. And he said the most he had ever spent on a ticket to go to an away game was against Seattle, where he spent $700.
Right.
And he said he spent more than that.
Yeah, by comparison, you can get into Arrowhead for as low as $102 for the Texas Chiefs game. You can get into Lincoln Financial for right around $200. You can get into the Ravens-Bills game, shockingly, tickets as low as $130.
Well, that's because it's going to be 3 degrees.
Okay, but I would still expect there to be a higher price tag on that.
What'd you say the Chiefs Houston was?
Tickets as low as $102 to get into Arrowhead. But the Commanders Lions game is the hottest ticket of the divisional weekend, with tickets costing $410 to get into the nosebleed, like the last row at Ford Field.
Well, they're all in Detroit.
Oh,
I mean, they really
absolutely are,
especially after last year.
Right.
Losing in the NFC Championship and game. If they win this game, they're hosting an NFC Championship
and
game.
There is the attraction that's the one indoor game of the four games scheduled this weekend.
Right. That has a lot to do with the ticket price.
You get to walk in, you peel off your coat.
72 degrees.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect conditions. So I understand it. Plus, you got a matchup of a 12-win team against a 15-win team. So it makes sense. There's going to be some buzz on the game. And it's the highest total on the board
I'd like to hear from Commander fans that are actually going to go up there.
I also want to hear where you're watching the game from.
Yeah, where are the watch parties?
Where are you watching? Especially if you're out of town. We've gotten videos.
You're going to be in Raleigh.
I'm going to be in Raleigh, I have to make the call. Am I going to watch with the other parents, who I really like? Mm-hmm. I have a great relationship with them. It's a good group of parents.
Yeah.
And some of them really like to get after it.
Right.
But do I really want to watch this game with all those guys at the bar? Or do I want to be locked in my hotel room and focused?
Yeah.
I lean to focus.
I think you're leaning towards being a hermit and staying in your room.
You know what I mean? I need to be focused.
But the other dads on the team, don't they understand that you're a huge fan and you want to focus so they won't bother you as much?
I don't think they care. I mean, I don't think they're going to pressure me too much. Mike will. Mike will pressure
it'll
you.
It'll be more fun to be
the banker.
Mike the banker will.
It'll be more fun to be there with other guys if they win.
Yeah, but I think we're underdogs. It's gonna be. I think we're in for a rough night. But I'm rooting for a dub, and I think we can do it.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you're in the hotel room by yourself and they win, I mean, you're gonna celebrate by yourself.
Well, yeah,
That's when you go.
His kid,
that's when
his
you go
wife.
Down to the bar.
The other thing
for
is
celebratory
thing is,
drink.
Jason, how much drinking do I want to do during this and feel horrible the next day? I'm not really big on it.
What time do you have to wake up
kick.
Tomorrow?
I mean, the next day. I mean, it depends on what wave we're in or whatever.
Is it potential early wake up?
Oh yeah.
Hmm. I think
I'm going to do the hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel and, you know.
I'd limit it to three drinks.
I'm not on Ozempic. I can't have 100 drinks like Mike the Banker.
Man, you're joning. You're putting his business out there.
He said it. All right, let's go. Let's go to.
So you could take Ozempic and just drink like a fish?
Yeah. I'm literally just making up stuff.
Mike the Dranker?
Yeah. I'm just making up stuff, Cakes. All right, let's go to Scott in Atlanta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
How we doing, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, guys, so I called y'all like 2 years ago. I was moving down from D.C. to Atlanta, and I was like, hey. Yeah, and I have two boys, and they were pretty young at the time, and they still are, but I was like, hey, you know, what do I raise my kids? Do I, like, force them to be diehard D.C. sports fans?
Yeah.
Or do I let them root for the home team?
Right.
And you guys kind of unanimously said, let them root for the home team.
Yeah. Get out of this hellhole. Yeah.
That was PJ, pre-Jaden.
Yeah. Well, it's also pre-Josh Harris.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So go ahead. So
yeah,
what happened?
Exactly. Dude, it's been so much fun watching these games, and now my boys are, like, getting dialed in on the Skins.
Oh, wow.
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, They're, you know, always rooting. It's just so exciting. Like, during that Hail Mary game, like, my boys were just running around the living room just screaming. It's been awesome. But, dude, we've got a pretty good crew down here of D.C., you know, transplants, and we've been all watching the games together, and it's been a ton of fun.
So where's the watch party on Saturday night?
Well, probably at my buddy's house, but we're gonna do it big. Oh. It just gets a little boozy.
Oh, you know? So hold on. So when Washington played the Falcons in week, I don't know, 17 or whatever that was.
Yeah.
It was week.
Your boys were rooting for Washington.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
But Braves, Hawks, you know, they're on that too.
Right. Gotcha.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
He loses some steam.
Gotta have some energy, man. Yeah. You know,
just learning all about his life.
I was mocking him at first and said, "Yeah, I remember your call." And then when he started describing it, I actually do remember him asking that question. All right, let's go to Walter in Hanover. Walter, what's up?
Hey guys. So I missed the game with my son last weekend because I was there with my buddies, right? And it was freaking awesome, man. I'm talking about probably one of the best experiences from...
Can you turn off your blinker? I mean, we don't need to hear your blinker.
Oh, gosh.
He's at a light. I mean, he's probably at a light.
I had to make it laugh. Nah, we're good. So throughout the whole season, I took my family to the home opener and took the kids to the game and all that good stuff. And I've been watching the games with the kids all season.
The blinkers bother you?
I mean, come on, guys.
I asked him
get your
politely.
S. Come on, callers, get your S together. Get your S together.
What should he do?
Too bad.
You know, turn off your blinker.
Over, do you know how many people I've seen make left turns without their blinkers? Now, I'm not saying it's the safest thing to do.
Yeah, get off speakerphone.
Be a better caller.
I didn't mind it, but that's okay.
It was killing me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's fine.
Nobody's gonna call.
I like a good hang up. I like a good, you know, shock people.
No, get your ass together. I mean, Jason, we can't let these people call in.
I know, but he was at a light. He's in traffic. It's rush hour.
It's the same as the guy who pulls over and his car door is open and then the alarm's going off. And it's just like, do you have any respect for us?
This isn't honk for cash.
It is not. This is correct. But you're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067.
You're welcome to call us. We want you to call, but
on the
Valdez
MGM
is going to be
National
brutal.
Harbor listener line.
Just you've got to be on point.
Just be a better caller. It's okay to have standards.
All right. We got more people chiming in, but Drabby's got to screen them, make sure
he's
we don't have
make sure they're not in traffic.
Don't have their blinkers on and everything before we go.
Make sure they're not trying to cross three lanes of traffic with the left.
Going back to your original question, though, I don't think any of us expect them to have a contingent of fans like they had at Tampa.
No, I wouldn't expect it.
When we talked to Lewis Riddick yesterday, I think it was Riddick, pointed out Detroit is going to be a very hostile environment. That they've been dying for this because they were, you know, close to a Super Bowl last year. The whole season has been getting geared up to get back to where they were and then to take the next step. So,
and they had a better year this year than last year, so technically a better team. And they were pretty close last year. I mean, they had a big lead in San Francisco and lost it. So they're all in up there. All in.
I would have a hard time paying $400+, including fees, to sit at the top of the building. Like, that's just... It just seems like an exorbitant. And I understand that you know, the Commanders have been bad for basically the last 30 years, and you want to enjoy the run. I think I'd enjoy it from my basement and not coming out of pocket.
I love watching games from home. I like to go to games with friends to tailgate and to have that whole kind of vibe.
Sure.
Yeah.
But just to, like, go, it's a big hassle just to go to a game. Honestly, like, the accoutrements that we all have in our homes now. Yeah. Like, the average person, you know, you get a nice TV for a couple $100. And I don't know, man. Unless you're going with a group of people.
Some people are just committed. You know, like, tailgate Ted, the work that dude puts in to put together just one single tailgate.
Yeah, he puts in a ton of work.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
He's making trips, like, multiple trips to Costco.
Beyond the pale.
Like, he's not going into Costco with the shopping cart. He's going in with the freaking flatbed.
Yeah.
The flatbed thing that you pull behind you.
But like, he's also, he's working. It's probably not even that much fun for him. But but he's hosting a tailgate.
Sure.
Like, I get going to games, tailgating, have a few cocktails, and just kind of being buzzed throughout and enjoying it.
Right.
I get that. But just like going to a game as a fan and sitting up there in the nosebleeds and spending $2,000and eating that terrible food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't.
Staying in that terrible city.
That isn't that much fun. The fun part to me is the tailgate part.
Right. All the pre-festivities.
Right. Smoking a stogie.
Sure.
You know, just putting way too much liquor.
But that wouldn't
hanging
be,
out with the boys.
Okay, but that wouldn't be fun when you're in a parking lot and it's 18 degrees.
It could be if you had the right group of people, but it's not that fun, generally. Yeah. I know. It's cold. It's cold.
It could be, as long as you have and you can relate to this, a suite to go to inside the stadium. Like, you wouldn't want to hang out for 2 hours in the
parking
lot.
Hell no.
And then hang out for four in the stadium.
But if you're a pro tailgater, you have all the heaters set up and everything, so you can make that work.
Yeah, but it would still be Miz.
It's not.
Those people up in Buffalo, they're just crazy.
Well, they're different. They're cut from a different cloth.
All right, we found someone that's actually going to the game.
All right, let's go. Tom in Rockville. Hey, Tom. Tom, what's up? Tom, are you there? Did I punch him up, or did I botch it?
I'm here.
Tom, okay.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, I was jealous of my friends that went down to Tampa. There were a ton of people that went down to Tampa. And since I was at the draft, I went up to the draft in Detroit. I was like, F it. I'm going up there. I'm going to go up there for the game, stay at the MGM Grand again.
Oh, nice.
And,
you had FOMO. You had FOMO because your boys went to Tampa. You didn't go. Now you need to get in on the action.
Exactly. No. I was like, I had people texting me from bars going, are you here in Tampa, Tom? And I'm like, no. And they're sending me pictures. And I was like, so when they won, my son, he's a pilot. He's like, hey, let's go rent a plane and we'll just fly up there and we'll go to the game.
Oh,
so
I don't like that plan.
You're renting a plane?
I hate that plan. That part of the plan to me stinks. And I'm sure your son's a great pilot, but you're going to go rent like some sort of like tin can and fly to Detroit?
He flies all the time. It's not a big deal, you know. So it's you kind of get when you have a pilot in your family,
you get used to that.
You're used to it.
All right, so you're going up there.
I just can't
relate. How many people are going?
Four of us. Four of us are going. Probably spend a lot of time at the casinos at the MGM. And
where are your seats?
How much were your tickets?
I have a friend who has a company up there, and I got four seats to a suite up there. And I don't know how he's able to pull it.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how he hooked it because there's a lot of people that want it. But I've given him seats for when he comes down here, or four seats, and so it's kind of a quick
quote. It was payback time for your buddy.
Nice job.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to wear your Commander's gear in the suite?
Of course. Of course I am. No, you can't. It's not a team thing. But I will tell you, when I was at the draft, it was a sea of blue. I've never seen so many Lions fans in my life. And with the team doing well, and then every once in a while you'd see an Aiden Hutchinson, like, Michigan jersey, it was unbelievable the amount of people that were fans up there. I was like, where are they coming from? I've never seen them. So,
all right. Anyhow, well, yeah, have
say hello to Eminem.
Call us next week.
Eminem. All right, man.
All right. Be safe, buddy.
Have a good trip, sir. Best of luck to you. All right, when we come back, we are going to switch gears. We're going to talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Nick Dowd, the Doubter, is going to join us to save a game tonight in Ottawa. Nick Dowd joins us next on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Scheduled to be joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals at 8:25. So that's right around the corner. Mike Valenti is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. That's 9:40. He does a radio show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, so we will break down Lions Commanders with him.
I just got... We're trying to track down Nick?
Yeah.
He usually calls at 25.
I just got a notice that my golf bag I ordered from Australia has landed. It was in L.A. yesterday.
Did you have to pay crazy shipping for that?
Free shipping.
Free shipping from Australia?
Yep.
How does such a thing even happen?
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes about a week.
Oh, I understand. It's going to take a while, but like...
But everybody says, I mean, from this particular company, that considering you're ordering stuff from Australia, it comes remarkably fast.
I mean, I order something from Fanatics, and I'm paying like $8 or $9 shipping, and that's not from Australia. I can tell you that.
Right.
It's from the good old Los Estados Unidos.
What kind of bag is it?
It's just like a plain white leather bag that you know with stands. Just plain, but it's classy.
Lighter. It's lighter.
It's made out of crocodile skin.
I saw your bag in the sim. It's getting a little it's getting discolored.
Oh, you're talking about my TaylorMade one.
TaylorMade one that we got from Golf.
It's an upgrade.
And yeah, it's definitely getting a little ragged.
Looks a little ragged. And listen, Norm, I don't really care, but I just want to freshen up. You know what I mean? Listen, life's short.
Yeah, treat yourself, right?
Life is short.
Treat yourself.
You know, I've lived 3/4 of my life.
It's sun worn.
Probably close.
What?
It's your bag's sun worn. There's a bunch of loose threads hanging off of it.
Yeah.
It's been through the ringer.
Yeah.
It's time for an upgrade. And I think I got a great deal. And it's not obnoxious. Like $230, $240.
Okay.
Classy. Doesn't have some big ass like Titleist logo all the way across it. Right. You know, like classy.
Doesn't have your name on it?
Nope. I buy my golf bags at Golfdom.
Yes, you don't have to go to Australia to buy your golf bags. I get it.
Love those guys.
Love them.
The Golfdom guys couldn't be nicer to me.
Super nice.
I know his last name. I don't
Randy?
Danny?
Not Randy. I know Randy.
Bobby?
Danny?
No, the guy's one of their head. I think his name's Jim.
Good relationship you have with this person.
No, I know his last name. I just don't want to say it. I know his last name, but I don't. I think it's Jim. Anyway, he invites me all the time to come over there and hit balls in a sim.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. He says, come on, man. What are you doing? Come on. We'll get you dialed in. Come on. But nice. By the way, I've noticed, just to get a little geeky, that the bamboo tees, they don't break as much. It's true. They don't break as much as the wooden tees.
You're that nerd.
Where do you get bamboo tees?
China.
No, China. The bamboo tees.
The National Zoo goes to steal them from the pandas.
They don't break as much. They're a little harder cakes. You know, your wife likes, if they're a little
harder tee.
Yeah, she likes. Yeah.
She wants the bamboo tees instead
she
of
wants
standard
to
wood.
Use the bamboo tees. Yeah.
I still have probably 300 tees that Scott Bavaro gave us from back then. It was long-ass Nike tees with like three circles around them. Still have a bunch.
Well, see, I have the whole sim set up in my backyard.
Yeah.
And, of course, I take the electric stuff inside, electronic stuff. But, when it's nice, put it out there, and I mow through tees.
Mm-hmm.
I got tees flying all over the neighborhood. And they break. So I'm constantly going through tees. But the bamboo tees, you definitely get a few more whacks at it.
Yeah.
Before they
more
disintegrate.
Durable.
Get that white trash backyard with broken tees and netting everywhere.
It's a fox sleeping on his hitting mat.
I have to say, I think mine looks pretty classy, to be honest. But, all right, we got Nick on.
Yeah, I believe Nick is joining us. He is powered by Verizon. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you doing?
Doubter.
We are doing well.
Nick, let me ask you a question. Can I cake sign a button?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So we were talking about your career arc and everything, and Carberry talked about you being one of his guys, his go-to guys. And I asked Cakes, I said, Has Nick, didn't Nick won a ring? He said, no, he got here the year after.
Yep.
How much is that a focus of you, like an underlying back of your mind thing? Is it a front and center thing? I had an argument with a, I guess I'm going to call him a friend, Rom, who claims that professional athletes, you know, they get paid so little extra in the postseason. They don't really care about that stuff. They don't care about it. They just, you know, they're happy when the season's over because, you know, their bodies are broken down and all that. He wasn't necessarily saying it about hockey guys, but he was saying it about NFL guys. And he was basically making the argument about professional athletes. And I'm like, dude, yeah, they want the hardware. I'm telling you.
I think hockey players are different.
Tell Nick also who has a ring and he doesn't have one.
You mean us?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We're Stanley Cup champions.
We are champions. We do have rings. But Nick, is that something that is sort of top of mind or in the back of your mind at all points? Or, you know, I mean, I know you're not going to go on the air and say, yeah, I can't wait for the season to end. But just how prevalent of it is it in your mind?
How prevalent is it in my mind to
like win a championship, to hoist the cup?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's, I think, I mean, yeah, I think you'd have to be an interesting, professional athlete not to want to play at the end of the year. I mean, you know, every professional sport, you grind it out all season, you know, just to get to the end of the year so you can play the best time of the year, which is playoffs. So I don't think there's a lot of guys, to your point, whoever you're arguing mm-hmm. with, your so-called friend here, mm-hmm. that guys don't want to play in the playoffs. I think it probably differs for teams that have been out of the playoffs for 10 or 15 games, and then they know they're not going to be in it, and probably guys are probably like, all right, like, you know, thank God the season's over. That was a rough one. Mm-hmm. But they're still disappointed they didn't make playoffs. And for teams that are playing well, and guys that are playing well individually, like, yeah, they want to get into the playoffs. I mean, you may not get paid necessarily, you know, and compensated the same as you do in the regular season. But what you got to remember too is, I mean, guys make and break their whole careers coming out of, you know, playoffs series and Stanley Cups and stuff like that. Whether or not you win or lose, you're probably going to end up getting paid more in the long run, knowing that when people see how you compete in the playoffs, right? Because everyone wants a winner and everyone wants someone that has playoff experience. But it's not something that I think about every single day. But I mean, you know, if I had to put a number on it, at least, you know, like, you know, I don't know, once a week or once every other week, you're thinking about, you know, getting into playoffs and how hard it is. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I want to win a Stanley Cup. I think that's, you know, you always, growing up, you hoist a Stanley Cup in your basement, you know, every other day when you're playing mini sticks. So, mm-hmm. I definitely think about it. I think everyone thinks about it. I mean, I think you know, that's the goal, right? The regular season is a grind, but you do it and you do it to perform well so you can get into playoffs. I mean, that's, you know,
it's a long way
to
go. It's
not all about the money at this point for you guys. You love money. Everybody loves money, but I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a reason too why you see teams. I think that's why playoffs get so much harder, is because, you know, some players, they obviously are you know, really, really high end players, right? Maybe they're good at certain things and they don't put as much emphasis on other things, you know. And then I think once the playoffs, during the regular season, it's hard to do that for 82 games. But then during the playoffs, guys know that, you know, like, you lose a hockey game or you win a hockey game, that can put you into the next round or put you out of playoffs. And so I think everyone commits to the hard stuff in playoffs, and that's why it gets so damn hard to score goals and win games.
Yeah, and this is year 7 here in Washington for your daughter. This is probably a hard question to answer, but do you think that, and I'm not, I have to go back and look at all the records of all the Caps games or seasons when you were here, but do you think this is the best team you've played on here in Washington, this particular team?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That's hard. It's very difficult. Yeah. Very difficult. Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, record-wise, I'm not. I couldn't even dive into that. I'm like the last guy when it comes to statistics. I really don't pay attention to any of that. I mean, you know, I know how the team's playing. I know how I'm individually playing. But I think this is probably one of the best teams I've played on as a hockey team. Probably one of the best you know, filled with some of the most interesting and best group of guys that have gelled together. We've had some great Cavs teams in the past, and it's been filled with great individuals. So I'm not saying I just think this year has a little different feel to it. And I think that maybe because we have such different personnel compared to what we've had over the last 5-6 years. I mean, the Cavs, we've had a lot of great players that have stayed around for a long time, and that's what have made the Caps great hockey team. This year it was a little different because I think no one expected much from us coming into this year after just making the playoffs last year and grinding along. And then we added some new pieces this year and some guys moved on. I think we were a little bit of an underdog coming into the season, and I think we shocked a lot of people, but it's had a little bit of a different feeling this year for sure.
Doubter, we know you have to run, but I was a little bit shocked when I saw how cheap the tickets were to get into the game tonight in Ottawa. I could hop on a flight to Ottawa, fly there, land, and I could pay $10 to watch the Senators Caps tonight at the Canadian Tire Center. I thought Canadians loved hockey. What's going on here with these depressed ticket bucks. Prices? $10, man.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, where are you sitting? Are you sitting up on top of the roof or what?
Well, I mean, if I were motivated enough to fly to Canada, I'm going to get the good seats, but I can get in for as low as $10.
Jeez, and then what do you walk? Are you going to walk around and find some empty seats down below?
Oh, sure. I mean, it sounds like there'd be plenty available.
That's the move.
Yeah, pay the $10.
Is that frowned upon in your guys' profession, or is that still considered?
Here's what's frowned upon, Nick. Is us paying for tickets anymore. We go through connections. Yeah. We have to use our connections, just like you
do. He knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Bet Nick doesn't pay for golf.
No.
He plays free golf everywhere. He's not paying for golf.
Free haircuts, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Nick, get those two points in Canada tonight. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, all right, good buddy. Talking to you, too. That's Nick Dowd, Cap Center. He's powered by Verizon. We'll do the Junkies Blitz when we come back. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Coming up in about an hour, Mike Valenti from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit will join us to talk about this Lions-Commanders game that's coming up at 9:40.
Is he going to be one of those guys that's all rah-rah, you know?
No, he's good. He's been on the show before. He has that podcast where they pick winners.
So is he going to be realistic about it?
I think so.
Be like, hey, you don't know what you're getting here.
No. He's not like a Howard Eskin-like guy.
Yeah. Who, by the way, got canned, right?
He did.
They let him go. Did his son have to fire him?
I don't know, but didn't he have
awkward?
Didn't he have some sort of a sexual harassment deal or something?
Accusations, but you never know with accusations these days. But yeah, he definitely
is that why they got rid of him? Because of that particular
he might have walked away.
Oh.
It might have been a culmination of a lot of things.
Hey, before we get to the Blitz, let's go to Josh. He's in Upper Marlboro. He's got a dilemma. Looks like he's got a dilemma.
Josh, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, man. I need you dads of the year to help me out. I got a conundrum. So
all right.
Three factors.
We'll help you.
One, we are having a watch party at my barbershop. So here's the thing. My barbershop's not a normal barbershop. My best friend owns it.
Okay.
We shut it down. They bring out the red cups. We have drinks, and it's just a blast.
It's fun. I get that. Sounds perfect.
Yep. Okay, so but two, my 9-year-old has a freaking futsal indoor soccer game in freaking Crownsville, Maryland. My barbershop's in D.C.
All right, I have the answer.
Missing a 9-year-old game is not going to be the end of the world.
What time is your kid's soccer game?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
I don't know why they're doing this.
That is crazy. No, here's the answer. Listen.
I got to give you the wild card. The wild card is my wife watched the game last week. We watched it together, and she wasn't into football before, but now she kind of loves it. But the barbershop is not the place for
I got
her.
The
so
answer
I got
for you.
I don't know what to do.
It's a very simple answer.
You're flummoxed.
I think we're on the same page here. Listen, all of us, I would say, we should all win Dad of the Year. Like, we're all great parents. Everyone is. Everyone's trying their best. Right? And I know I make a point of going to all my kids' games. JP makes a point of coaching, cakes too, being involved, heavily involved. 9-year-old futsal is nothing. That's a garbage thing. 9-year-old indoor futsal is garbage.
Punt time, baby.
That thing is meaningless. Meaningless.
My son and my wife under the bus because she doesn't like the barbershop. So just screw both of them.
I don't know between the barbershop and the family. I don't know. That's a different issue.
You don't need to be in Crownsville.
Josh,
this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Is you need to plant the seed
take her out to dinner or something nice Friday, so that way she gives you the pass to do what you want to do Saturday
night. She can take the son to the futsal. But that 9-year-old futsal?
But you
give me a break.
Yeah, but you got to get the setup in. You got to start working today.
It's a good angle.
All right, you got to bring flowers today and then do the dinner tomorrow. Hey, yeah, burgundy roses.
We have a babysitter tomorrow night too, so I'll take her out. That's a great idea. And then I'll have the pass for
you.
Got to
be like Lurch with the little vacuum in the kitchen.
Yeah, do some dishes
today. Do all the dishes. Fold some laundry. You know what I mean? I don't know. Go out there, mow the lawn or something. I know it's winter, but do something.
Josh, you gotta be on your best behavior today and tomorrow, and then that way you can go wild with the boys in the barbershop Saturday night.
You gotta build up the equity.
I just don't want to sit there all guilty, but I'll get over it. It'll be fine.
You'll get over it.
Oh, no. You have a guilt-free pass. You do the dinner and everything. Yeah, it's guilt-free.
If you do the work, right, if you put the reps in before, then you don't have to worry about it.
Or you can just say, honey, I love you. I love the kid. I can't miss a divisional playoff game. We haven't seen that in 20 years.
The futsal thing is a joke. 9-year-old.
You can just say, you know what? I'm not missing the game.
The only thing is, EB, he has been balling out the last couple weeks.
He's nine.
Yeah, but you got the spring season coming up. Futsal is just something that you do in between.
Okay, he had 27 goals. Who cares?
It's very missable.
It's indoor futsal.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That's true. This is the little interim until the real soccer starts.
Right.
Yeah.
The real soccer. So, real soccer, that's different.
Yeah.
Futsal, this is disrespect.
It's filler.
Yeah, but even at age 9, missing a week. Yeah. I saw somebody, Chipper Jones or another former athlete. They have some sort of podcast. And he said, if you skip a family vacation or skip some sort of family outing for a kid before they're age 13, he said, you're an idiot. He's so like, they won't miss. He goes, I don't care what term it is, I don't care where it is. He was like, idiot. It doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Like when they're 9, 10, 11, 12, they got a big tournament
and
here. He was like, don't cancel.
If Jaden Daniels goes into Detroit and has a silly game and they win, he's going to remember that forever. You know how long he's going to remember the futsal game? For 5 minutes.
That futsal.
Futsal.
That indoor, believe me, we've all done it.
Never even heard
the
of futsal.
Indoor futsal. Believe me, that blows.
Is that equivalent to indoor soccer that is called futsal?
It's some soccer
variant. Slightly different ball, a little softer ball or something. I don't know what it is. It's stupid. It's a money grab. It's a waste of time. It's something for kids to do in the winter. It means, 9-year-olds, it means nothing.
It's the soccer version of TGL.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough. Now, I'll be honest.
I think it helps their ball skills.
If my daughter, I'm going to be in Raleigh for my daughter's club volleyball. I would go to her. You know, she's 16. Mm-hmm. 16. I would go to her club thing and I'd watch the game on rewind.
Sure.
But that's a little bit different level. Yeah. It's a little bit different level. Or if my college daughter was playing.
Right.
There's no chance I would miss my college.
Your kid is older. Your kid is 16.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're older.
Yeah.
When they're older.
9-year-old futsal.
But if she was 9, you wouldn't be missing.
9, no. 9? 9 is a joke.
Just say 9 to futsal.
9 is, in some sports, torture. We all been there, right? It's torture. Baseball, and all my kids did it all. Baseball, softball. 9? Brutal.
My friend just coached a basketball game, first basketball game, and he sent me a text message. He was like, my first game coaching, because he knows I've coached soccer for a long time. The game was 8-2.
Yeah.
In
basketball. 8 years old.
Oh, that's called. There. It's also called a waste of time. a waste of everybody's time.
And when the kid picks it up, dribbles. Yes.
I didn't go to the game.
They hoist it up 100 times.
He felt
times.
Proud. He sent me a text. He was like, my first game ever coaching. He's like, Coach JP, my first game ever coaching. We were big winners. 8-2.
You know who the biggest losers are in that situation that Josh was talking about? Mm-hmm. Are the coaches. Why are the coaches not having a handshake deal where we say, you know what, let's call this a draw.
Yeah, we're going to
skins.
Again.
Skins are
the
on.
This is the whole region. This is pretty big as a whole.
Like Crownsville's still considered Commander's territory.
Ooh, it's very Ravensy.
It's probably more Ravensy.
I'm being very stereotypical here, but futsal, there might be some Latino coaches that
don't care at all about
the Commanders.
There might be, but a lot of Latinos love the team too.
I said there's some. I said I was being stereotypical.
But that those are the biggest losers in all of this, are the coaches. They should be emailing or texting back together and be like, hey, parent, yeah, hey, guys, I hope you're going to, let's try and reschedule this. If we can't reschedule this, let's just put this as a draw.
There's some people that believe you can't miss. I've had this battle with my wife. My wife, we had a trip to Bahamas or something like that scheduled, and we were going to miss the last swim meet, and she thought it was a big deal. I was like, who cares? Yeah, oh, but it's the counties.
Right.
I was like, she's seven.
I would say, is she Michael Phelps swimming for gold medals?
I think I remember that story when you told that.
No, when they're under 10, 11, 12, it's... Yeah,
you guys and she's good. She wins races for the pool. There actually was somebody, I don't know if she's the coach of the team, but she runs around during the swim meets a lot. And she checked on my vacation schedule on the first day of practice. I was like, I don't know. She was like, you guys aren't going on vacation until after the season. I was like, no, we're going to go on vacation at the end of July.
Right.
I don't know when your season is.
That is the worst time to go if your kid's a little stud. That's why I always go in August.
I know.
Here's another suggestion for Josh. This is what he should do. Go tonight to the facility that they're playing futsal in, and then take a sledgehammer to like the heating unit, so they have to call it because the indoor facility doesn't have any kind of heat.
Or that's vandalism. Like,
cut the power. Go cut the power.
Do like a Howard Stern bit. Go cut the power.
Some of those soccer teams are maniacal, though. They'll go out there in the cold.
They're gonna go play in the dark. They're gonna play futsal with no lights.
We all know 9, it's a joke.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. But it is funny how real life plays in to these.
But it's the big games, the big game weekends. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you gonna be? You don't care.
My house.
You're gonna watch it at 3 a.m. or something, or what are you doing?
No,
it's a Saturday night. You should be watching
Saturday
live.
You're good.
Okay. My daughter wants to watch it. And
yeah. So that
my wife is all in.
Your wife is all in on the
season. She's all in. All the time.
So don't you want to see your wife be happy?
Yeah.
Don't you want to see your daughter be happy?
He said he wants the Commanders to win.
I want them to win. Yeah, I'm gonna bet on the Lions.
You just can't. He can't.
Okay, emotionally hedged.
Emotional hedge.
All right, I get it. All right, but does it hurt you when they're a little bit upset?
They don't get upset about it. They're not that big of fans.
They compartmentalize.
My wife is a bigger fan than my daughters are, but she doesn't get upset if they lose. She just wants them to win. She wants to watch the game. But she won't get upset. Doesn't affect her that much.
So how many daughters
does Dean?
Just the one that's going to be with you? Or
I'm not sure with my oldest daughter. She'll probably be in Arlington bar hopping watching the game. Who knows what she'll be. But my younger daughter goes back to school the next day, so... You know, she wants to watch the game with us.
Interesting.
She goes back to Tech on Sunday morning.
Interesting.
But we all want them to win. 100%.
All right. Just checking.
I mean, can you imagine NFC Championship week?
I'm distraught.
It'll be huge.
Although now on airplanes, I think you can watch it, but I'm going to miss the Ravens game. That's going to get...
When's the Ravens?
That's a 6:30
game Sunday. 6:30.
Hey, Valdez, I was thinking about this.
Valdez,
if someone offered
you... That's going to get a monster rating. Like, you think the Commanders game is going to get a big rating? Buffalo-Baltimore Sunday night? That's
going to
be
yes,
like 40, 50 million people watching.
The ratings for the Bucks-Commanders game were huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the Lions-Commanders ratings will be big.
Yeah.
Valdez, if someone offered you tickets, plane fare, hotel, whatever, free trip to go up there and watch the game... In Buffalo, in 3 degrees, would you do it?
Yeah, I probably would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Take a roadie to Buffalo.
I need a MLK day off.
Oh, you sure? Yeah,
of course.
Of
course.
Lamar says he's going no gloves. He doesn't like throwing with gloves.
Man, that's going to be miserable. Yeah.
His hands are going to be in that thing to the last second.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Does he have the electric one? Do you have the electric pouch, by the way? Or like, you know what I mean? Like the heated pouch?
I'm sure.
With the battery pack? I just got one of those.
You guys have heated vests. You guys heated pouches.
Usually,
you got heated everything.
Usually I get the hand warmers and then shake
them
up.
Some people do that.
But you can get those guys.
I bet you they do.
I'm sure they do.
I bet you those guys have the heated ones. We have a little battery pack in there and it heats it up. Silly. This is what you need.
You might schedule a few more appearances to pay for all your golf gadgets and heated vests.
I need that Bitcoin to keep going up.
That's what I need. Need that. Yeah. Definitely need that. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, at 9:40, we'll break down Lions Commanders with Mike Valenti from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. That's coming up at 9:40.